A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 18th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stobe.
And we also want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers, those who are on our Facebook pages. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the crackdown currently underway in Zimbabwe, with allegations that members of the Zimbabwe National Army, the Zimbabwe Republic Police, are going door to door harassing protesters and allegedly ordinary Zimbabweans.
To join the show, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
To join our discussion, as usual, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voanwa.com. And please note that Live Talk is coming to you on our 909 Metamoy frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
Human rights groups are alleging that members of the Zimbabwe National Army, police, and rogue elements of the ruling ZANU-PF party are continuing to crack down on protesters and ordinary Zimbabweans, even as the United Nations urged an end to brutal security crackdown and an internet blackout. There are reports that more than 10 people have been killed, though government maintains that it's only 3, including a police officer. The Center for Trade Policy and Development has observed that the recent standoff in Zimbabwe and DRC will negatively affect the trade relations among countries in the SADC region.
Despite the mounting pressure, Harare is not backing down. Labor Minister Sekai Nzenza says government is probing NGOs for allegedly inciting the violence. State Security Minister Owen Ngobe also told the Herald newspaper that the opposition MTC alliance and its allies, who allegedly organized demonstrations that degenerated into a spree of violence, arson and looting, were liable to claims by members of the public whose property was lost. The MTC and NGOs have denied the allegation.
If you wish to join the show right now, please do phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again,
001-202-619-2077. Ama-shops kumbe ngithi amavenkeli kwezindawo avuliwe kodwa kwezindawo avaliwe kuzobuya amasotsha lamapolisa kuzwakala ukuthi bahamba ezindlini zabantu bechaya abantu sibili okunjengokumangalisayo babajayela ukuthi indaba baphatheka okutshengiseleni okwenziwa ngomvulo ngaso sikhangele njalo i-intanethi sikhuluma ke futhi labo Facebook o-Twitter labo WhatsApp lokho kuvaliwe khonangale-ke eZimbabwe. Sibone njalo-ke amavidiyo akade tusha-tusha nje khonapha kulabalandeli bezanu-PF bengena emgoqweni eHarare behamba ngezimota betshengisela nje ukutibala amandla. Kuzobuya-ke ilizwe leMelika, ilizwe leBrithani, kuzobuya i-European Union lokunye okuthiyeneyo nje khonokho kuyachothoza kakhulu kumbe ngithi kuyasola okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya-ke izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwele Brithani nezikwele South Africa ziyatshengisela kuma-embassy zithi hey bantu sebethwele nzima. Kusenzakala konke-ke khonokho Blessing umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhona ngale-ke abese-Belarus uzawe eKazakhstan kuzobuya-ke leDivos eSwitzerland lapho akuhamba khona phela emhlanganweni we-World Economic Forum. Kuzobuya-ke uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi-ke bonke bolaba abakwenza khonokho bangamathororo. Singazi kumbe sile video kaminister sibone ukuthi kungabe kuhamba njani kumbe-ke sibone kuqala umnumzana u-Ivan mawari rekumbu kona. Sike sibona ukuthi okwenza kale emthetho ndawo lamhla kodwa sikale sizwe ngawo blessing.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi sauti tinge tichitarisa mamiro akaita zvinhu munyika. Vakawanda vari kuti aiwa munyika munenge maberekera ingwe amusi kusvikika munzvimbo dzakawanda pane mashoko ari kutiwo mauto vakabatana nemapurisa nevamwe vebato rezanupf vari kufamba vachirova vanhu mudzimba dzavo vamwe vanenge vabatwa vachiratidzira kanawo vamwe vari kuti vanenge vakangozvigarira mudzimba dzavo vari kuti vari kushungurudzwa nekudaro zvapa kuti masangano akaita se United Nations kubazira re sangano iri rinoona nezve kuchengetedzwa kukodzero dzevanhu masangano akaita se European Union mamwewo dzimwewo nyika dzakaita se Britain neAmerica dziri kuti aiwa Zimbabwe inofanira kumira zvairi kuita izvozvi zvairi kupomerwa zvekuti iri kushungurudza vanhu vakawanda parikunziwo ipo nyaya yekuti internet yane mazuva yakavharwa zvinofanira kuti zviregedzwe masaisai anofanira kuti avhurwe vanhu vataure pamadiro asi iro batore zanupf nehurumende iri kuti aiwa handivo vari kuita kuti zvinhu zviite manyama amire nerongo mamakurukota ehurumende ari kutomboramba kuti ndiwo ari kuvhara masaisai asi vamwe vakaita sana Econet nana T1 vari kutumira mashoko kune vanhu vachitenda ivo kuti vakanzi nehurumende vange vachivhara masaisai iyayo nekudaro zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira zvakanaka asi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vari kuenderera mberi nerwendo rwavo kunyika dzekumabuda zuva kweEurope uko vanga vari kuRussia vakaenda kuBelarus vachaenda kunana Azerbaijan vozonanga kuDavos iro svondo rinouya zviri kunzi nevamwe aiwa vanofanira kudzoka kumusha vachigadzirisa zviri kunetsa munyika eGibbs.
I think we've got a video of the Minister of Information saying something about the protests.
To overthrow a constitutionally elected government by force and install an unelected person as president of Zimbabwe who will be thwarted. It will not work. Pursuant to this nefarious agenda, the MDC alliance activated its notorious terror groups, which include the so-called Democratic Resistance Committee and the paramilitary vanguard.
That is the Minister of Information, Mrs. Monica Mtangwa. I think we also have Pastor Ivan Mawarere of hashtag Display Campaign. Let's get the video and see what he says about his incarceration.
No, I wasn't. I could be better, guys. I've had better days. I don't think a crime has been committed at all, and I think we all know that. Just unfortunate that our government will continue to treat us this way. This is what the government has been doing to us. And now this government is doing the same thing. It's very unfortunate. We thought we were in a new dispensation, but I think it's far from that right now. So thank you. We'll go with the procedure now.
So blessing, that is Pastor Ivan Mawarere of hashtag Display Campaign. Mm-hmm. We know that according to information that we are getting, you'll be in prison for maybe in the cells mm-hmm. in the next few days. Mm-hmm. Because the court is saying that you maybe have a case to answer, mm-hmm. you know, subverting a constitutionally elected government. Kujalo for it.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi, tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa zviri kuitika munyika. Maona mamwe mavideo varipa Facebook page yedu, Pastor Ivan Mawarere, uye gurukota runonezo kuburiswa kumashoko, Mai Monica Mtsvangwa vachitaura maonero avo nezviri kuitika munyika. Kuratidzira kwanga kwakarongwa neve ZCTU asi pane mashoko akasiyana-siyana kuti vamwe vakuru veZCTU varipi, vamwe vari kunzi vakapambwa, hapana ari kunyatsoziva kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei. nenyaya kuti internet dzimwe nguva dzakawanda inenge yakavharwa inombo vurwa gibs hanzi now it's on now it's off apana arikunyatsoziva kuti zviri kufamba sei pane vari kutaura here pamapage apa.
Yes, but maybe this Mr. Mnangagwa, I think it's a 20-second video, is in Belarus, and then we have Mr. Tewama Vinga back to back so that we can see the situation right now. Yes.
Zimbabwe has gone through severe economic sanctions and isolation for now nearly two decades. As a result of those severe economic sanctions imposed by the West on us, they collapsed our currency in 2009.
Reports of serious human rights abuses, including beatings, abductions, torture, and the involvement of ZANU-PF, the ruling ZANU-PF party groups, in beating up people in the high-density suburbs around Harare.
That there is human rights lawyer Tewama Vinga, and earlier on you heard there from President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is continuing with his tour or his visit to five Eastern European countries. He has already been to Russia and Belarus, and of course there are calls by some for him to go back to Zimbabwe and try and address the deteriorating economic situation and political unrest there. Gibbs,
I'm told that we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma, who is the ZANU-PF Central Committee member, on the line. Mr. Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
We are very fine, I think, blessing.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, how is the situation like in Blawe today?
Today it was a big calm, even yesterday it was also calm. We could see now people are getting back to doing their normal business. They are going about trying to get this and that. It's just unfortunate that happened. It's so barbaric, and I remember in my entire life experience such high levels of oligarchism and, terror being struck into normal residents. I don't want to probably live their lives normally in the circumstances that we are at. The economy is definitely bad, but I don't think it warranted for the action that we saw from Monday and Tuesday, especially in Blawe on Tuesday, where we saw people going in and then looting shops at one point, with impunity. And then I would ask myself, are those shops government shops or what? So what has those shops got to do with the disgruntlement that people supposedly say that they have? Because now we are going into somebody's business who's also trying to make a living, and we are now putting up his building and building his shop. And now these same people are actually going to see red, because I can tell you that I don't see any of these shops opening doors in the next 4 or 5 months' time or so. So now we are going to have a person who resides in Geita having to probably board a taxi to go to town just to buy a loaf of bread. Or maybe your son or daughter has lost a simple thing like a pen or a roller that you could buy from those local shops. Now you are going to have the first cut off with some money to go into town and buy that roller that you could have just gone into one of those local shops and bought, and your son or your daughter goes to school the following day. So at the end of the day, you just behave like a mad woman who, when they are fighting with the husband in the house, decides to destroy all the plates and all the property in the house, and then tomorrow you forget that you need those plates again to eat them. So which means that you are going to dig deep into your budget and offset your budget and your plans just because you couldn't control your anger.
Mr. Chuma, the critics of your party and the government are saying that there's too much emphasis on this property that at the expense of human life, because many people have been, more than 10 people have been killed, according to human rights groups and some doctors' organizations. And not much is being said about that.
I'll tell you something, my brother. It's definitely so painful and unfortunate to have their lives being lost over this whole situation. But then again, that's why the reason probably why emphasis is being put on the issue of the destruction and the barbarism that was seen on that day is that it is the direct end result of that. If people have done the noble way of staying away, probably say, no, we're not going to town, we're not going to work, we're just staying at home, or let other people want to do whatever, not think of their rights as well. This killing wouldn't have happened. If people demonstrated peacefully, all those things could not have happened, because surely I know that there's no police force or the army that just attacked people from nowhere. It was not a reaction of some sort of action that was happening, because if you were there on the ground, you would have seen how terrible it was, my brother. People were being so rowdy, it was like they injected some rabies or some sort, because they just went wild and it was so unbelievable. So the reaction now caused all those things to then okay. So that's why I was saying that had we acted like normal people who also respect other people's rights, wouldn't have gotten to this stage of now talking about death. A death is painful. A death is always regrettable. A death should never happen. But now, what are we doing to get ourselves to a point like that?
And Mr. Chuma, are you aware that in France, for example, there are similar protests? Even more property has been destroyed. And the government of France has not summoned the army to allegedly shoot at protesters. Is Zimbabwe now a military state?
So, even here in Zimbabwe, the government should not unleash the army to shoot people. We should always try and resolve our problems without having the end result, which is death. That should never occur at all. But now, when people come out, remember that a policeman in Tumbani was stoned to death. He's trying to do his duty to protect and save the people. But then the same people turn against that person and stone the person to death. And law enforcement, agent, who's supposed to maintain and keep peace. We should never, ever, as a country, find ourselves coming to a point where our own servicemen turn that gun against us as a people and we start shooting each other or stoning each other. That should never, ever, ever occur. And that's a script that should be a Zimbabwean script. It's not Zimbabwe what actually occurred in these past couple of days. In Zimbabwe, we've never known such a thing. We last saw those kind of things during the war and after independence, Kukra, when the era was there. After that, we've never seen that. So this is not Zimbabwe. We don't even know where it is coming from.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you so much, Baba Chuma. I think we've got a video of the Malawian Vice President, Mr. Saulos Chilima, and Mr. Jeff Smith of the Vanguard Africa. So let's have those videos and hear what they're saying about what is happening in Zimbabwe.
Crises will be there in life, but what we are looking for is a quick resolution to the problem that is there. We need stability not just in Zimbabwe, but in the region, on the continent. Zimbabwe is an economy that has a role, a country that has got a role to play in the economic stability of Central Africa. So therefore, the earlier the issues are resolved, the better for everybody. So we pray, look forward to the day that...
I think it's a continuation of the tragedy that we've seen in Zimbabwe over the past several decades, unfortunately. Many analysts and observers, both outside Zimbabwe and inside the country, saw the election of President Mnangagwa as a continuation of the abusive status quo. And I think that's come to fruition. And, it's readily apparent that ethical leadership, that democratic accountability is needed in the country. And unfortunately, the people of Zimbabwe did not get that in the last election and elections prior to that. So it's a tough road ahead, for sure.
What should be done right now in Zimbabwe?
You know, I think first and foremost, the president should end his foreign trip abroad and come back home and deal with this escalating crisis. His deputy, who's been left in charge, is very clearly even more hardline than the president, and has let the security forces and the military and the police operate with brazen impunity, abusing citizens in the streets, killing people in the streets once again, like we saw last August. I think he needs to go home and solve this crisis. I think he needs to bring the democratic opposition to the table, namely the opposition leader Nelson Chamisa, others within civil society. I think the religious community has a key role to play, and come to a collective solution to this vexing problem that has been there again for years.
Yeah, that is Mr. Jeff Smith and Mr. Saulos Chilima, the Vice President of Malawi. Yeah, bakhuluma ngokuthi ke kumele kulungiswe eZimbabwe ngokungazani kuyahlupa. Eh, baba Chuma, ukatubezwa lapho bekhuluma sibili besithi hayi iZimbabwe phela ukanye ngazani umongameli uMasol Mnangagwa ngokutsho ka Jeff Smith. Umuntu owayesebenza lo mgabe njalo ukanye ngazani kuqhubekela phambili ngakhona oku okungazani kwakusenziwa umongameli uRobert Mugabe. So ke wena ngokubona kwakho sibili ubona ngazani uhlupho lolo lwenzakala eZimbabwe lungaqedwa yini baba Juma?
Angisawuzanga ekuqeleni lapho theni.
Ye, uhlupho lolo khona oku kwenzakala eZimbabwe kungaqedwa kwenziwani ukuthi kulungiswe?
Into eqakathekileyo efunekayo okumele ngabe yenzakala ngokuphela ukuthi bona abantu bengadinwa ukukhulumisana, siqine ngokukhulumisana kuze kuzwanane kulungiswe. Mina into engizama ukuthi ngihlale ngiyibalekela bakithi ukuthi bona udlame alulungana, luyangena kunoba nobani kube nobani. Umuntu aphume elimele engekho lasendaweni yangkhona, ecinesifa kungabena kuthi ngabe veleeleni yangkhona ngwanengelani lakhona okwenzakalayo, kodwa seze yalokho kuthiwa ngesingisi cross-fire. So mina ngokwami ngiyasisa ngigazazela sibona singabe siyakhona indlela ekubona kuqomisa umuntu sikhuluma sikhulume singadiva ukukhulumisana size sitholane. We'll find each other one day, but in domination as long as you couldn't be found. No matter if you had a young man, the Kalamuka couldn't be found. Wakhipha iyinfo zakezigqoko wahlala enqunu bembabe uya ngaphi usemsebenzini yona kunokuthi uhlale nje kuyafana inesizomnaye kunabantu abasezibhedlela phela abagulayo bakhangelwa ngubani pho wena nxa ule hlomo sakho sezibhedlela ubone ulezi sezenzalo akukuhlungi kangakanani khonokho. Into ngisithi kona kuqakathekile ukubana ngabe sihlala sikhulumisana sikhulumisane size sitholayo.
Yes, that was our colleague, Baba Chumubame Konapo. So he says it's very important for people to engage so that these issues can be resolved peacefully.
Chega Timbo over engage with Kutawa and Facebook page up. Maini Kwaruti, please tell the caller one day is one day, God is watching. I assume she's talking about our guest. Billy Mvura Arguti, Guns versus Roses. Leticia Tarubinga Arguti, we are so hurt that this is a Zimbabwean being killed by a Zimbabwean. Those firing bullets, shame on you. Joe Godfrey Arguti, people have had enough. They did not wake up and decide to go looting. They were provoked. ZANU-PF has crossed the line. Stevie Chicks Arguti, ZANU is only worried about power, not human life. Natalie Arguti, God bless Zimbabwe. Imelda Chinye Chigs arikuti asku fara nezviri kutaurwa izvo na va Chuma. Emanyo Nyakonda arikuti stay away completely, I sense something not harming us. And then Leticia arikuti zvakare, property is replaceable, human life is lost forever. Evelyn Muvandi Chivarange arikuti hello. Joe Godfrey arikuti they are interested in power and nothing else. Ndo zvimwe zviri kunyorwa nevanhu. Emmanuel Nyakonda arikuti shut down and stay home completely, don't be fooled in the streets. Kuda kwashe Madzinga arikuti dai dzimwe nyika dzapindira nekuti vanhu vanopera. Gibbs, those are some of the comments from our listeners.
And so we've got a statement from the Zimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights. They are saying, I quote, to date, ZADHR network of doctors across the country, both in the public and private sector, have attended to a total of 172 cases. 67 of those cases were gunshot wounds. So I think we've got another case there, Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda.
Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining us at such a short notice. Now, Dr. Sibanda, what is your take on what is happening? We have Mr. Chuma here who is saying that it appears people who went on a looting spree ended up inviting this the army, so to speak.
Well, look, I have listened to a number of people, including people who are in ZANU-PF. Most of them have shown a certain sense of responsibility and are remorseful about what has happened in the country. They have called in their sense of humanity and are saying, look, whatever the justification is, no one has a right to be the police officer, the judge, the jury, and the executioner. The fact that members of the military under the leadership of Emmerson Mnangagwa and Army General Chiwenga have given to themselves the right to give orders to have people killed simply because they think they have an excuse is shocking. And I am shocked that there will be anybody who will try to justify that. Even Mnangagwa himself and Chiwenga are at the moment ashamed to make that excuse as they did on the 1st of August when they did the same thing. Look, these people are acting as if they are totally possessed, a rogue regime, and they have no place on earth. No one accepts this kind of behavior. The United Nations has come out very clearly against that. But let's take a step back and see and explain the chicanery, the absolute madness of this situation, the terroristic attitude associated with the situation is that the people who are looting shops, the evidence is now overwhelming, where ZANU-PF youths were military officers that were working in a group that was organized to do that in order to firstly discredit the demonstrations and secondly to give an excuse and a pretense for the first group, which was made of ununiformed members of the Presidential Guard who have shot over seven people in cold blood, and you have hundreds who have been treated in human manner. It makes me angry, frankly, to even continue to have this debate. I had this kind of debate in August. I don't want to have this kind of debate with any human being about whether or not anyone on earth must be given the right to be the judge, jury, and executioner of anybody for whatever reason you want.
So,
ngiyaphila kanjani?
Kusiyaphila kakhulu. Akuthi ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Eish. Ayokwenzakala eZimbabwe kunzima baba. Lami ngiyakubona sibili ngoba kubuhlungu lokho kwenzakeleyo. Lami nginjani thokozi sibili okukhona ukuthi sithandaze ukuphela yikho kukhona.
Ye, kodwa ke ubona njani kwenziwe kuyini ukuthi amasosha agcine echaya abantu kangaka? Yikhona ukuthi batshengisele kumbe kuvele kukhona ukuchaya amanzi amnyama la?
Hayi, ngokubona kwami mbongani kukhona sibili ngeke uphombe ukwenzakala from nowhere.
Mhm. Eh. Boke kuzalunga yini khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Ah. Hayi, mina ngibona kuzalunga sibili ngoba kathesi ngani sokuwesi sibili kuqala besikhala but ngani bokungcono kulakathesi. Kathesi sokuwesi sibili. Naba sokuvala ama internet sithi siyazama ukufona amafoni asangeni. So asazi ukuthi kuzaphetha kanjani.
So ubona ngazani ke umnumzana Mgabe wayengcono kulalokhu kwenzakala?
Ya, wayengani kungcono noma sasikhala kulakathesi, okwathesi ngani kuwesi kakhulu.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mama. Phosela ukugcina mama.
Ah, esi lami ukuthi ngumuntu omutsha baba, but bengithi ngigcizelele nje lami khonokho amazinyana akhona kimi.
Yebo phela, hayi, sibongile mama, sibonge kakhulu.
Thank you.
So that is Musa. She's really feeling, you know, sort of like angry about what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying that maybe Mugabe was far much better than President Mnangagwa because of the situation right now in Zimbabwe. She says it's too bad. There's no internet, there's no Facebook, there's no WhatsApp. And she says Mugabe never did that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Chuma, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am there.
You are hearing these concerns. I think it's not the first time that I've heard some Zimbabweans actually saying former President Robert Mugabe was better. But I want you to address some of the issues that were raised by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda is the spokesperson for MDC leader, Mr. Nelson Chamisa. He says that there were some ZANU-PF people involved, and of course we have seen some of them appearing in court, some in Whitecliffe yesterday, who allegedly torched a Zupco bus, and amongst them there are also members of the Zimbabwe National Army. How do you explain that?
To be honest with you, the first thing that I want to really put into clarity is that at no time or at any point did I ever want to justify this thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, it is sad and very maddening to lose a life in whatever form or whichever party that life might belong to. So at the end of the day, life is irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm.
And so that must be put clear that I am also one of those people who stand up and condemn the killing or beating of people for any reason whatsoever, especially by our security forces. They are supposed to be there to protect and not to kill and not to shoot at people and not to beat them up either. If they people are being rowdy, their job is to apprehend them, arrest them, and then put them through the due process of law, whereby the person can go and have their day in court. And that's how things should be. And that is my standpoint that I will never change. I will never, ever, ever be happy or want to justify a killing of anybody for whatever reason. That is why I said earlier, maybe because I said it in the early, I don't understand it. I said that no matter what, we should always try and talk and talk and talk until we find each other. Talking is way, 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 way better than a reaction and action that end up costing people's lives or property or injury to people. We don't want that to ever happen. So I'll never allow and I'll never go along a notion to say that the security forces were by any means right to kill anyone or to torture anyone.
Mm-hmm.
They are wrong. They are not right. It's not allowed. They shouldn't do it. They must go there and be seen to try to keep peace or breaking off a violent protest, but not for them to kill anybody. And that's how it should be. And if they are members of ZANU-PF, because unfortunately, within this party, my brother, you don't sort of like apply and get vetted for you to be a member of a party. You can have a rogue element within ZANU-PF as much as you can have rogue elements in the MPC. I was watching a video of some youth in one of the protests in Harare, where chanting clearly, Chisa Mama, Chisa Mama, and stuff like that. But I'm sure Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda's party never sent anybody to go and set up satellite tires and blockade the roads and stuff like that. They didn't. But there are members of the party that did that. And it is wrong. So those people, the members of the MPs or the members of the army that have been caught doing whatever they did, must definitely face the full wrath of the law. They must carry their own crosses. They did it of their own, and they must be prosecuted. They should never be a favor to say, because this one belongs to ZANU-PF, or because this one belongs to the military, or because this one belongs to whatever. But they should never be a case like that, because before you are ZANU-PF, before you are MDC, before you are military, you are human beings in Zimbabwe. And that must be the cover that then justify whatever action befalls you for whatever you have done. So whenever you do an action, then you must always remember and know that you must be able to carry out the reaction from your action and carry out your responsibility from that action when then finally it brings turn around and face you head on. So I will never ever say that because the Zambian member was caught then. No, no, no. They must face the full wrath of the law. Because I'm sure even my party has not ordered anybody to go and do such kinds of things. We are trying to provide an economy that is dying down there. So we would never want anybody who then come and throw spanners in those kind of works and start banning buses. Then tomorrow we're going to need more money to buy another bus. We're going to need more money to start repairing these properties. And unfortunately, like the laws, and we can't even replace them. How pathetic is that? So we can never allow, no one must ever allow or condone death caused by our
security force.
Thank you.
Gibbs. Yes, Donald
Magadi.
Mkoma Blessing, Magasimbari.
Aye, why, so Tirinan is from Tua Muakaoma, Mkoma Gibbs, right?
I'll tell you, I'm
going
to go to Donald.
For a while, I go to the limited noti. I won't have Farigan, I must Jura or Musha. As not easy. You are going to see you are Chuma one day. But just see anything I know about Chuma.
I want
to tell you, I can't go on anything. You can't go on the boys. Same thing, you have money to property for one. I want to go on.
I want to
consider that she moved out money out. Or I think of some brothers moved by your business. I'm looking at machine and you are a protester. For internet, I'm not a foreign to sell my business. It was the same thing you have machines. Bado pokwa kunyaza kudzamisa kungwa vachimane vamwe vavuka. Vasango ufunga pavari nezvana.
Mukoma Donald. Mukoma Donald vamwe ari kuti ka internet ikavhurwa vanhu ndopo ari kuti varonge zvekuratidzira ndosaka yambodzima usvika zvagadzikana.
No, Mukoma Blessing. Reason iripo ndekuti kana vakadzima vamurima hoita zvavanokwanisa kuita pasina kufambisa kwamashop. Haisinyaya yekuti vanhu vanoorganiza kana kuti nekuti vanhu zvangoti Kalau saya tak fokus yang jualan, kalau orang orang itu kita baru ni masih gas ni beras nova, ekut. Yang ayam ni ekut power kita tu, demi tiga dulu power kita. Apa nak kita sih? Lepas tu, orang orang dia, aku bandian, kita itu kat sini berbudi murim, mati murim, ni kerim murim, apa ni?
Ko bamu, Mukoma Donald, Mukoma Donald, bamu ni kau cikka ini dah pernah nyeru, cuci roci anggun, doa itu sih, doa itu zakam apa polis aku tuan diziri. Donald there, he is insisting that property cannot be valued more than human life. He's insisting that people must not be killed if there are protests. And of course, on the issue that the government is saying that the protesters are disrupting business. He's saying the government is doing the same by also shutting down the internet. And he's saying, how then is business going to take place when there is no internet in this day and age?
Again. Yes, oh, Victor, come on. Baba Victor, what's up?
Is not good at all because we are destroying e property to NICU Zano PF. Then we have the second issue. When I got to shut the internet because because of our marriage, we have to go to the government. Because those guys are very great.
So he's raising a point here about the internet. He's saying that transactions in Zimbabwe are mostly conducted on the internet. So what is going on? What are people doing? EcoCash and all those kind of things. And he says Mr. Mnangagwa is busy looking for investors, but there's so much mayhem in his own country. So what type of investor can invest in Zimbabwe right now? And then Dr. Saslo Baba ke Mbongeni. Mbongeni stole kunjani?
Siyaphila
Mbongeni. Akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu ubona njani?
Lolu daba lolu liyahlupha ngempela, liyahlupha sesiloku siza amanga oze sokutatu ngangale sokushaya abantu sokunjani njani sesitela amanga ngangapha abanye ngaba-WhatsApp. Le ndaba le iyahlupha kakhulu namanithatha ukudekisa le ndaba iZanu PF nayo ngathi inesandla njengoba zisiza lapha masimamela lapha ekuqaleni. IZanu PF vele inesandla from ekuqaleni khona laphana ngesikhathi uMnangagwa ebhonjwa. Ngesikhathi efuna ukumbulala noma wayefuna ukubulala yena indawo lokhu sasukela khonaphaya sikubonile ngesikhathi sokhetho iZanu PF iwina i-council izowina i-senate yini iparlamente but ku-president Mnangagwa akawinanga khonokhana kuyabonisa sobala ukuthi iZanu PF yena ngokwayo ayimfuni Mnangagwa njalo khona lokho okwenzakeliyo khona lokho istrike sina lesi njengoba sokuqatha ukuthi iZanu PF nayingenele yiyo ezama ukuthi ishukumeze igovernment nale kaMnangagwa kugcine sekungafeli ukuhlaliseka agcine wona amasosha lamapholisa agcine sesenza khonokhana akwenzayo kumgabe kethi yona hhayi Mnangagwa wona vele abantu abasakufuni yiyo mna into engiyibona and Mnangagwa le themu leyo angeke ayiqede sizogcina kusibona futhi sikemthathela futhi Mnangagwa wabona ngoba iZanu PF sesiyeqiniswe nayo imfuno Mnangagwa abamfuni straight away noma nje sekulo abantu kuyibo nje besithi iZanu thina siyifuni but bona ngokwabo nabo vele Mnangagwa umkhokheli kaMnangagwa ababofuni
ngaba
khona beyi-two akula kuzwisisana okukhona into ekhona laphana uma ngabe lento leyo umhlabi ingazange ungenele oro African Union nabosadiki ma bengafaki isandla esiqinile laphayana sobona imphefumulo yabantu lokhu iqhubeka ilahleka kakhulu
siyabongaiyabongainto
elisadiki zama ukuthi ibeke isandla ngamandla amakhulu
ibeke
isandla ore African Union layithumele laphaya ibhekisise udaba lezimbabwe bangalithathi njengento encinyane kuqhubeka abantwana babantu befisa kanje ngendaba iZanu PF.
Siyabonga Mbongeni. Mbongeni, siyabonga Mbongeni. Sibonga kakhulu Mbongeni ngathi kusasa point. So Mbongeni saying that you know there's a coup in the making here. He's very suspicious about what is happening within the ZANU PF. So he says maybe the police and the soldiers are being instigated by some people within ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. It's taking all the things from the election period, the bombing at the White City Stadium, mm-hmm. the elections and the outcome in which, you know, parliamentarians on the ZANU side, they actually came out clean. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know, Nangagwatin win clearly. You know, he doesn't like the way he came out. So he says mm-hmm. there's something brewing in ZANU-PF. So he says ZANU-PF is very dangerous at the moment. So UN and the AU and SADC should intervene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Regati, zogere kuna Dr. Sibanda mchiripo yeliparu nare? Dr. Sibanda, tinengita mbona mfana nizo ya wa chamisa wachi yenda kuzipatara zakasi na siana. Vanu, varuguti kudii kwa wari. Uye, iyo varuguti iyo kudii nima miru wa gaita zini.
Vanhu vari kuti kuna President Chamisa hatina kuchidzirwa zvaitika izvi, tinozoona zvakashata asi tinoda kutizisa sezvaitika muupenyu hwedu. Tinoda kuti tirambe takashinga tichiendera mberi tichiona kuti hurumende yava Munangagwa naGeneral Chiwengwa haigone kuendera mberi pasina kugadziriswa nyaya dzekuti vari kuuraya vanhu ndava nani, vari kufamba neputi dzemasoja vachingopfuurapfuura vanhu ndaanani, rekuti vanhu vava vanoda kuti vaendese kumataredzi mhosva nokuti vari kukanganisa mitemo yeunhu wepasi rese. President Chamisa vari kunamata nevanhu vachitaura navo kuti ivo pavakakuvadzwa zvakafamba sei, vari kuterera mastories evanhu kuti vanyatsonzwisisa kuti mauto nevaishudha vanhu vaiziita sei uye vaiti vari kuziitirei. Vachatora izvozvo vodzokera nazvo kubato ravo. Zvinova zvinhu zvavanobva vataurirawo futi nevamwe vatungamiri vepasi pano, vachivaudza kuti zvinhu zvakazofamba sei, zvikakanganisika papi, nekuti vachiwengwa navamunangagwa vakaronga kuuraya vanhu nenzira yakamira sei.
Mm-hmm.
Saka vachamisa havana kuvhunduka vanhu, uyezve vari kuti hatina kuvhunduka.
Mm-hmm.
Vari kuti tanga tichiziva kuti tiri kugara mumusha mune mhondi.
Mm-hmm. Tisati enda kune muteereri vachuma, munotiwo kudii nezviri kutaurwa navasibanda?
Nyaya yataurwa naasvanda hapana nyaya yakaipa chose. Semunhu anotaurira mutungamiriri webato rake, ikodzero remutungamiriri webato rake kuti afambewo echiona vanhu kana vakuvara. Handione kuti kune chinhu chakaipa ipapo. Vaita zvakanaka vachamisa kana vaenda kunoona vanhu vavakuvare vavo, and ipapo futi ndichiimba kuti vataura meseji yakanaka kuvanhu kuti aiwa, kana muchida kuratidzira ratidzirai murunyararo, usaratidzirei nokupinza mbiri shoka mukati sezvaitika izvi mazuva apfuura aya. Kuratidza ikodzero remunhu wese zvirimo mubumbiro redu remutemo reZimbabwe section 59 inobvuma kuti munhu anogona kuratidzira any time. So meseji iyoyo ngaifambe chose, munhuchida kuratidzira ngaaratidzire hake hungu, asi kusazoita mhirizhonga nezvinhu zvatakaona zvakazoitika zvinozvekodzero kuti vanhu vakuvare, vanhu vatora chitura neupenyu hwavo pachikuratidzira is right rino muconstitution. Saka irit ikodzero remunhu wese. Saka tikaseda meseji yakadaro kuvanhu, ndofunga tichatanga kufamba tose, sezvo ndataura ndinovenga chaizvo kuona vanhu vachivowa, ndinovenga chaizvo ndinoziva kurwadziwa kana ndichinzwa nhau dzokunzi kune munhu ashaika nenyaya yemhirizhonga inoitika, yet isusu maleda zvacho most of the time tete sinopadhuze ipapo, totiri kure uko, ngatifundei kuti titaurirane, tiudze vanhu vedu kuti ngatitauriranei all the time. Yeka talk.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Tine imwe muteereri vamandizvidza. Makadii vamandizvidza? Aiwa, hatiri nani, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu ndingangoti ine mamiriro akaita kukucha kwedu kuZimbabwe kwangu asina kumira zvakanaka. I think zvinhu zvese like everything is just upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the government inofanira kuacta as fast as they can, because now if Takatanga has a health sector, for example, in my language, which is diabetic right now, and in South Africa, I can't even send money to get medication, right? And my doctors, at the same time, they are on strike. And at the same time, she's even afraid of going to buy medication, even though they are going to marriage, right? So at the end of the day, what's going to happen is I'm going to lose my parent because of my personal interest or my personal grudges in the government, right? So with that, if that I could have 5 or 6 or 10 in the country, those people can do anything because now they've lost their beloved ones just because of one simple thing. But guys, how can we resolve my problems at Munich, right? And in terms of my strikes and stuff, yes, people can go, ballistic and all that, strikes and all that. It's all right, we can do that. But at the same time, looting and all that is not justified. If you go and strike, just go and strike, or strike, I always stay away and things like that. But at the end of the day, also the army and all that, they don't have the right to go and beat up people as what we have been seeing lately. Because if we beat up people who are demonstrating good intentions like another, then we don't know why then are you fighting for? Why are you coming to beat me? Because my fight is to make sure that things go back to normal, and my fight is we need fuel with the end of go eat it down, which is normal to everyone. So at the same time, I don't really think could one rice striker could not. So the reason you grow wild, the reason you grow wild, like what we have been seeing, even the international community, the African community, my countries and my neighboring countries, if Wakazuonaka, I don't really think with the Panemun and Anita Wop with our country. There is no investor Anita Wop in Nika because otherwise there is no peace there. If the government can't look after their own citizens, then how are they going to look after an investor who's going to come from other countries? So we are chasing them away. But we think to go resolve the problem, but instead we are chasing them away. So to me, it's just wrong.
Thank you so much. Of course, there are reports that the chairman of the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition's mother was abducted this afternoon. That's Mahia. We usually talk to him on this program from Euro Zimbabwe. So his mother, because the allegedly state security agents were looking for him, they didn't find him, so they abducted the mother. And I was also talking to lawyers from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who are saying that those who are in detention are injured, they are being denied access to their doctors. So they are saying that some of the wounds beginning to get bad, because there is no medical attention being given to them. They've tried to, appeal to the courts for some of those people to be sent to hospital. But unfortunately, they are saying that they have not been successful. And there are also a number of small boys who have been caught in the drug net, some as young as 12 years.
Yeah.
We have also been detained. Those are some of the stories that we are hearing, Gibbs.
Slobo bagi umkize kuman la baba umkize unja.
Aye, shoni baba inja.
Aye, shoni la baba umkize. Ye umati nige ungoza galis baba umkize.
Hey, baba ungoza galis ezibabu lapo wetuza. Wetuza kakhulu because umati yakhangela ukuthi labantu kade behamba kuthiwa bathathwa. Abantwana abancane kakhulu, icala labo uma uthi alibheke, icala labo kalikhanye ukuthi ngelani. Bekufanele ukuthi ma kunjalo i-government ma isibona sokusenzeka into ezinjalo ingenelele kakhulu, cause i-government ikhangelela ngamalungelo abantu, ukuthi ama-rights abantu, cause ma bebona isimo singahambi kahle kufanele benze betshengise ukuze i-government ibone ukuthi izinto kazahambi ngendlela, then ibisilungisisa lapho okurongo khona. Manje ngendlela okwenzakala ngayo, lokho kukhanya vele ukuthi into eyenzakala eZimbabwe yizimbi. Okuyangisayo njalo kwamanye amazwe ukuthi ma bebona kusenzeka into ezinjengalezo, kwenziwa njani. Ngokunjalo into ekhona, abantu ade bengeke beze bephume nje begcwale estradeni evuso umsindo kungela into abayenzelayo kutshengisela ukuthi abantu basebuhlungu nobukhulu ukuthi sezwaloko bazidubeke lokuthi nje nje imsebenzi kayikho ekhaya kasila mali imali abayihola imali engasebenziwe uthola ukuthi inyanga iphelile ubhadela abantwana ischool fees abantwana bayadla endlini lapho imali yankhona kayenelisi kunje nje kulamanesi kunamatitha kulabantu nje abachiyechiyeneyo basebenza mabe striker mawuthi abastrayikile bakhase bexotsha umsebenzi kabakulalela izikhalazo zabo so abantu asozebekele ukuthi labo betshengisele ukuthi beze bebonise ukuthi lokhu okwenzakalayo kwabahambisani labo.
Mhm. Hayi sikuzwile baba Mkhize, sibonge kakhulu baba.
Bongile baba.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Mkhize. He says what is happening in Zimbabwe is very bad, and he said, you know, people have got problems. There is high unemployment, there's cash shortages and all those other things. But the government, when people decide to go on strike, you know, they always fire workers, and so people are at the right now to say, okay, if you're doing that, we're going to show you that the situation is not good in the country. So they went onto the streets and protested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tinemwe mtereri vampofu makadi. Makadi.
Ndilipo makadi.
Oh, ndivatete ava.
Ndisizi nditete chiwane sompofu.
Aiwa makadi vatete.
Aiwa ndizvionyana musinembwa.
Mhm. Yeah, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu pane zviri kuitika munyika izvi.
Isisi tiri kunzwa kurwadziwa ndikunzwa kunyara kuti tiribva kuZimbabwe nezvekuita kuZimbabwe nyika dzese hapana vanhuvakabviswa kuratidzira iye zvinezvi Zimbabwe tisisi kutonzi isu tiri the most expensive fuel munyika the whole world saka na vana vezimbabwe vakubudawo nekodzero yavo kuti vedve zvatisi kuzvinzwisisa hatisi kuzvifarira vari kuti vanotaridzirawo zvakanaka president wenyika haatomborimwa munyika wacho anongoannounsa obva atobuda obva atoenda kuyani kuti doesn't even care kuti zvakataura izvi zvichatwa zvakaita sei nevanhu ari kuti anendege iri kunzi inodhura kana tii chocho kwadi vanhu kunyeba hatisi kusira president angangopa wakaonti zvinhu zvasara zvashata kumusha baba vangade vakadzwa kumusha kuti kubva kwaita mhirizhonga ndakudzokera you cut your business short haungoramba uri kuchaza zvii kuti handina basa nazvo urayana ihenyu handa basa nazvo iye zvivani kuti Zimbabwe is open for business the only business that is open in Zimbabwe ndere masoja ari kuuraya vanhu that's the only business that is open in our country vanhu vari kufa nenzara vanhu muchipatara hamuna kana mushonga someone was telling me kuti hanzi havana kana magloves vakushandisa makondomu kuti kushandisa muchipatara tichatitumidzire zvirikumba hazvisviki masoja ari kundoti vari kutora and again let me put a disclaimer zvinhu zvatiri kuudzwa these are reported things hatisi kumusha isusu tikona mavideo to that effect saka kana vachitora vana vadiki pana zvinhu zvatiri kuona havari kupinda mudzimba wakuenda mumba memuri kunomutora mushachega zimba munomuburitsa mumba muna kuti vanhu vaite sei vachitora vachirova vanhu vanhu vangane izvizvi vafa we don't even know hatina macorrect numbers yangu veimagination kuti zvakati 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 ivi chiri mwana akatadza kana vanhu vakatadza nekuti anoizi mumutongo wacho wavazopowo kuurayaka that's not what's supposed to happen. Military are supposed to protect the people, not to kill the people. If you kill us, then who's going to protect us? I can't protect us, Diane.
I want no tender school to teach you on this one.
My turn.
You heard there from Udadewe to teach you on this one. She is saying that she feels strongly that because of the situation back home, President Mnangagwa must have cut short his visit to the Eastern European countries to come back home and address the crisis. And she's saying that, you know, even if people protest, even if it turns violent, you know, they should not be killed. And she's saying that she is disturbed by reports coming from Zimbabwe, which, of course, are now difficult to verify because there is no internet. And some are alleging that the government is playing down the severity of the crisis.
Yes, Noam Tandazo on Facebook is saying, fix the cause of the looting and there will be no looting. And then S. Lindsay Hammond says, Elizabeth Elpata Avantuana Lavokuluganje, Jesus, take the wheel and drive. Dr. Spanda, your last word. Just a few seconds.
Well, look, Zimbabweans would love to know that
The whole talk about violence from protesters is dismissible, because we know and we've seen in the police stations who has been carrying out violence and looting. It was, in fact, some soldiers with Zambia youth who were intending to enrich themselves unfairly because they had guns and the power to do so. But also, Zimbabweans would love to know that President Nelson Chamisa has been doing job number one for any president, while Mnangagwa refuses to go back home. President Nelson Chamisa has been out there in hospitals, in homes, Dr. talking Banda, to people, and sharing in their grief.
Thank you, Dr. Sbanda. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally. We have to end it here. Thanks to Dr. Sbanda and also Mr. Chuma, our viewers, our listeners, and our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gifts to be saying, have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.